Wake up with AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
AJ Bridge and Spider, and we're bridgeless again. We hope Bridge gets better soon. Look, yesterday was the 13th day. It's normally a black day when it's the 13th, and it certainly was. The world came off its axis.
Yeah, nearly stopped.
Well, listen, I want you to spray the ridiculous and utterly chaotic and stupid people who won't pick their feet up and walk around a bit of onion on the ground.
Yeah, we're talking about Bunnings. I'll spray that for sure. We'll have Bridgie's feet as well, even though she is away. And they've got a new Gold Coast team. A national team could be coming to the Gold Coast. We'll find out who. And, well, I'm going to wave the white flag. I do all the cooking at home, and finally, I've got to wave the white flag and say, you know what? Yep, I cook different meals for different people in the household on the same night.
Just coming back to Bunnings, like seriously.
Get over it.
Are the tuck shops of the world now going to have skinless bananas?
Oh, or even spring rolls. What about when you get the spring roll? It used to be really hot in the middle.
You know, seriously. Skinless. The world's gone bananas. Hey, we're going to catch up with Lawrence Mooney and his mate Shane Bourne, who reads some words out of Shane Warne's book, his biography. We're going to catch up with Bourney too on the show here today on the podcast. Enjoy AJ Bridge and Spider, the podcast on Gold 92.5.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Bridgie's not well again.
No. Poor old Bridgie.
Yeah, still no.
Bridget.
Yeah, Chesty's playing up, so she's at home taking a beautiful little rest, and we're there. We'll be there tonight, actually. Congratulations to the Northcliffe Surf Club on taking out the best surf club of the Gold Coast. We're going to be down there tonight, AJ, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
With Birdie, with Paul Burt, Channel 7 News, doing the weather cross.
How was trivia last night?
At the Nobby Beach Surf Club. It was very, very good. There was an air of disappointment that Nobby Beach didn't get up in the Gold FM Best Of, but
we should have done it today, really, because you could have really pumped them up last night, Rod, for the voting.
Yeah, look, the trivia was came down to the last question again. Well done to the annoying Oranges, who came through with a 10 out of 10, and a question about Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
Which of her movies did she win an Academy Award for?
Australia.
No.
Was she in it?
Yeah, she was in Australia, but she didn't win an Academy Award for it.
I don't know. Didn't she? We're going to know it when you tell us.
Yeah, it was for The Hours.
Oh, yes.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? It's a biography on Virginia Woolf.
Yeah.
Oh, look, you don't know that either.
No, she played an elderly lady, didn't she?
She played a woman with a Virginia Woolf, but with a really weird nose, like a prosthetic. You probably wouldn't have even recognised it. Anyway, which year did Nicole marry Tom Cruise? Ooh. Which year of the 90s did they tie the knot?
Yes. 1998 it was.
No, it wasn't. It was earlier, because I remember it was one of the biggest weddings, and then, of course, they all went on to bigger and better things. It was in 95.
1990 was the correct answer.
Well, that's a trick question, really, isn't it?
Well, not really. I gave you 10 options.
Yeah, I know.
Basically, pick a number between 0 and 10.
You said in the 90s.
Yeah, 1990 is in the 90s. It's not in the 80s.
No, it is a semi-trick question.
Semi-trick. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I don't want you to get nagged, because you're coming up in a moment with game that year.
And so. I've got a plan. Rodney took a game of golf off me yesterday.
Oh, is it double or nothing?
No, even better.
Oh, look out.
All right, it's Wednesday and it's wrong song time. Explain the rules, Peter.
Yeah, simply, if you do not want, AJ can play any song he wants from any era that he likes. And if you like it, by all means, give us a call 13 27 10 and say keep it on. But more importantly, if you don't like it and you want it turned off, 13 27 10, three people saying turn it off, he's got one option, and that is to turn it off.
Rod will know this. I know you won't, Peter. It's Badfinger with a song called Baby Blue at Gold Morning.
Yes, I got what I deserve.
find this off the internet. All that time
without a word. It's in our system, Peter. It's in the Gold FM system. Didn't know you think that I'd forget. I forget. Or I'd regret.
Special love for you. Come on. 13, 27, 10.
What do you think, Tina?
Turn it off.
Yeah.
Come on. No taste.
It's not a long song, is it?
What do you think, Jewel?
I think we better turn it off, guys.
Thanks, I lied about me. Blue.
What do you think, Mark?
No, mate. Take it off.
Yeah, oh, there it is. Look, gone.
We only got to the bridge. Yeah. Didn't cross it.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Don't worry, because you can see him at Blues. They played Blues Fest, wouldn't they?
Who? Badfinger?
I don't know. Whoever that band was.
One of the greats. Your idea.
AJ, Bridge and Spider. On Twitter. On Instagram. On Facebook. And on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
The Moon Man!
Hey. Hello to you guys.
Moon Man.
Lawrence Moon.
When are you going to have your own song, Lawrence?
Well, let's make one up. It's the Moon Man. Is he waxing? Is he waning? Is he a gibbous? It's the Moon Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you have a special guest there, and that special guest, I believe, is going to tell us all about Shane Warne's biography.
Yes, well, we have been reading from Shane Warne's biography, and we are speaking to Shane Warne on Friday, not on Gold 92.5, but what happened was there was a bit of a mixed message and Shane Bourne came along to read from Shane Warne's biography. I've just got him here.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Thank you. A Moon Man. Now, I've been reading No Spin by Shane Warne. You may remember me from things such as A Dancing with the Stars. Cha-cha-cha.
Of course we do.
Or City Homicide. There has been a murder in the city. That means it's a city homicide. And also a little bit of Thank God You're Here.
Oh, yeah.
Sensational stuff. So I've been reading a little bit from Warney. What about this? Okay, what about the ball of the century? It was the 1993 Ashes tour. I was sitting beside Merv Hughes on the way to England. I said, I've been watching a bit of you, Merv. You're sensational. And Merv said, let's have a beer. He said, these are great, these trips. These Ashes tours are sensational because there's no flights. It's all just bus trips and sucking free piss, quote unquote. Forex is the sponsor. You get stuck into the Poms, the county games are an absolute doddle, and then it's down to the Ashes, the greatest contest in cricketing history. Isn't it sensational stuff, as read by me? And, of course, all the chapters are in there. When I got in trouble with Johnny the Bookmaker
India,
when I took some diuretics to slim down a little bit.
That was Mum's fault.
That was Mum, because Mum's always been a bit vain, loving to get into her summer bod and togs down at Sandy on Port Phillip Bay. And terrible stuff. Isn't it just great, me being Shane Warne, the little blondie, the spinner, the flipper, the fizzer. And, of course, when I met Liz Hurley.
Ooh.
Now, there's a great joke in that, too. You may remember that the media were assembled outside my place in Brighton, and this is me reading from Shane's book.
Yeah.
And I ordered a new mattress because Liz is coming around and I wanted to make it very special. And, of course, everybody's filming the new mattress arriving and somebody quipped, Warnie loves a drop-in pitch. Ow! Well, leave it there. Get into it. No spin, Shane Bourne with Mark Nicholas. Oh. And you have been listening to Borny, you superstars.
Thanks, Borny.
Thanks, no problem. Good on you.
Is that Moon Man? Is Moon Man back there?
Yeah, no, Borny's, Borny has headed beautiful. Out of the stewed.
Thanks, Moon Man.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
We were talking about November a moment ago. Don't forget, together we can stop men dying too young. Raise funds and awareness for all dads, brothers and sons and mates in your life. Sign up at Movember.com. And our good mate, our good comedian mate, Limo, he's grown one.
So far this month, everyone who's walked up to me is going, hey, nice Mo. It's got a touch of the Ivan Milats about it.
Oh.
Now, that it just doesn't put a spring in my step. Right? Or if they don't say Ivan Milat, they say Chopper Reed. Not one person has said Hulk Hogan or Burt Reynolds. So, a note to people. Please, Hulk Hogan or Burt Reynolds. They're my two go-tos, all right?
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians, that is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridge's feed.
A nice dress, Bridge.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's come up really, really well. So I've got a back strap on too. My back's a little bit sore, but I have got everything that is trending at the moment. We'll touch on the Queen very, very shortly, but a little bit of family food fight. Reality television gone off again, and you wouldn't believe this. Family food fight, this is about two family members cooking against other teams of two family members against each other. Unbelievable. Please. Great concept.
Please.
AJ, you'd be all over it. But there was a big dummy spit last night, and a lot of people are up in arms saying that this lady absolutely was in the wrong the way she spoke when she was cooking with one of her family members and how she spoke to the judges and about the judges.
No, this. Jetta. No, Mum, please. No, I will not calm down. I came in here knowing we'd be last. I need to calm down. I need to calm down because I'm going to swear in front of the camera.
Oh, there's been a big contra about that. And Camille, our producer, joins us, who watches this show and says, you know what, it was a bit of a dummy spit, but people are overreacting, aren't they?
Yeah, oh, look, I don't think it was that bad. Like, you know, anyone does that in the kitchen, don't they?
I would have thought so.
I actually have some audio here myself. This is what Spider and his wife Cherie would sound like if they were on Family Food Fight.
Yeah, you don't do a roast. I know how to do a roast. You haven't even thought about the on tray. What about dessert? Seriously, you've got no idea what you are doing. I am not putting up with this. It's ridiculous. Didn't care about the public. Couldn't care about the show. The planet. Didn't care about the justice. You don't even know who they are.
I've never heard Cherie be so quiet.
I'm sure most people can relate to that. Come on.
Exactly right. That's what it should have been like. And the Queen, how's this? The Queen has, when she gets delivered her food or her food served to her, she has a pad and a pencil next to it, and she's got to review the food she's just eaten and give it back to the chef. Now, she got delivered her lunch, and there was a slug in the salad. So she's put the slug on the piece of paper, and she's written, I found this in my salad. Could you eat it? Ooh. And send it straight back to the chef. So, do you like that with the Queen? Imagine reviewing every meal you had.
Well, listen, while we're in the family overnight, we're celebrating, the Queen is celebrating the 70th birthday of her son, Prince Charles. So, we thought we'd wish Charles happy 70th.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you very much. It's a very salubrious day for me, celebrating my 70th birthday. Yeah, I'm going to be celebrating with Camilla. We'll be heading off to the stables and feeding her a couple of sugar cubes.
What kind of cake do you like?
And a carrot?
Or the... Okay. I prefer a cucumber in a social sense, but we'll be. What was the question again?
Oh, just what kind of cake would you prefer to have with your cup of tea at the age of 70?
Well, I would prefer a cake without the 70 candles on board, lest the Royal Fire Brigade is called to put it out.
The same age as Brucey Page.
Oh, yes, yes, the magnificent television presenter. I've been on television, you know.
Mm. Oh.
I appeared with, what is he, Ian Molly Meldrum, I believe a friend of yours, Peter.
Yeah, oh, no, not that good a friend, trust me.
No, I'm not, that's not what I hear.
And, Charlie, we didn't need wide-angle lens with your ears. Anyway, have a great 70th.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Now, Missy Higgins is playing at the Gold Coast Exhibition and Convention Centre. Your chance to win some tickets to Missy this hour. Our lineup of Australia's best comedians continue. Limo will join us very, very soon.
Because at the moment I drive a Nissan Juke. Right, it's my wife's car.
Oh, yeah.
We've just got the one car. I look like Mr. Incredible sitting in that thing. I have to put the sunroof back and my head pops out the top of the car.
Or you've been mistaken for Mr. Bean.
I really do. I look like Mr. Bean.
Limo soon on the air, 13 past 7, our loaded tweet.
I've lost it. I finally say I've got to wave the white flag and I want to know what Gold Coasters are with me.
What?
I no longer do I cook one meal and say you get what you're given. For years I was growing up, Mum would put the dinner on the table at 5:30. All my sisters would sit around there and Dad would all sit there and it would be too bad. You're going to eat what's on your plate before you have sweets. And if you don't eat it, you're going to have it for breakfast. I realised yesterday.
What's going on?
I've waved the white flag. What? I rung Boston, I rung Cherie and I said, what do you want for dinner? I am cooking 2 to 3 different meals a day.
Why?
Because they don't eat whatever I eat. And then you sit there and go, you know what, I'd rather eat than not eat. So, you know what, Boston, I'll make you what you want rather than not eating what you're not going to eat.
What were you going to cook? What were you going to have yourself?
Well, yesterday I was having just some basic hot rolls with a little bit of salad. Nice and simple. But he won't have that. He wanted chicken with rice. And then Sheree goes, he's got to have his veggies. So I made him that and we had our hot rolls. And then Sheree wanted some veggies with her hot rolls. And I was like, hang on. This is more like a restaurant. But then I thought back and you know what? I've been doing it for a long time. So realistically, I have waved the white flag. And I want to know what parents are out there. You know, put your hand up if you're like me and say, you know what? I've waved the white flag. I make different meals for the kids than I do for the adults. Or are you still, as we grew up, what is given to you is what you eat no matter what.
I was going to say, you've gone soft because in my day, if you sat down at the table and you didn't want to eat it, guess what? You weren't hungry.
Well, that's exactly right. But then you sit there, is it worth all the whinging and bickering? You sit there and go, you know what? I'd rather just cook something you're going to eat and then they eat it and you've got nothing to worry about. Where for me now, it's like, you know what? At least I know it's going to be eaten. It's not going to go to waste. There's going to be no fights. Everyone wins. Happy family, but I've waved the white flag.
Well, I'll tell you what, 13:27:10, you see my Nivea T-shirt yesterday?
Yes, did see the beautiful T-shirt.
Nivea Men Deep. We've got a prize pack to give away valued at $100. It's a beautiful bag. It's got a soccer ball in there, a lovely full 100% cotton towel, and a little...
it's like all your products for your face and everything. Are they moisturizer?
Shaving cream.
We know everything about it.
Up your game and grooming routine with Nivea Men Deep. Give us a bell here. 13:27:10.
Yeah, we want to know, have you waved the white flag or you still refuse to do it and whatever you're given, that is what you eat.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
So yesterday, Spider rang the family, Cherie in Boston, said, what do you want for dinner? He ends up cooking. I can't believe you ended up cooking 3 meals.
I know. I never thought I would, but it's starting to go that way. It's just a lot easier. I waved the white flag, and we want to know, because when we were growing up, whatever was dished out on the table, that is what we'd eat.
Exactly.
New generation now, it's a lot easier, I think, if you just cook what they want, and you know it's going to be eaten. So we want to know, 13:27:10. Yeah, do you cook a few different meals a night for the whole family and or you're a traditionalist and you just stick to that one meal?
And we've got the Nivea Men's Deep Prize Pack valued at $100, the bag, the whole thing. Maggie at Clear Island Waters?
I can cook up to 4 meals a night.
You are kidding.
You're like me, Maggie. You've waved the white flag.
Yeah, I have. Only because as a kid it was the same rule in my house. If you don't eat it, you go hungry.
and I was force-fed a lot of food I didn't like, and I always vowed never to do it to my kids.
Yeah, it's so hard, isn't it? You sit there and go, I used to hate it as a kid, but then, you know what, I actually appreciate and I eat everything now, but yeah, I wave the white flag. Thanks, Maggie, we're all the same.
Maggie, so what you're saying is you've actually got a catering business.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your call. Gary at Bigger Waters, what goes on at your place food-wise, Gary?
Spiders open the floodgates, mate. I've been through a situation. My son from 15 up to about 21. I went out without a lot of things when I was younger, and I gave him what he wanted, and I tell you what, it was the worst 7 years of my life.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm dreading it, but, you know, it's just a peace and quiet. Lucky there's only one good thing, and I know I've waved the white flag, opened the gates, but at least I enjoy cooking. That's the only positive.
Well done, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Gaz.
Thanks, Gaz. Here's our man. It's the Wiz, Anthony at Labrador. Hello.
G'day, AJ, Bridge and Spider. How are we all this morning?
Well, two of us are okay.
Yeah, Bridge is no good, but Wiz, what would you do?
Poor girl. Well, I wave the white flag too, because I turn around and cook a beautiful roast and everything, and then my sister and my daughter and them turned around and said, oh, we don't feel like this, and they turn around and order a pizza. And I could have threw the pizza at them.
Oh, next time you cook a roast, Wiz, invite me around, because I'll have it. Thanks, Wiz.
Oh, no, Wack is my friend. Anytime.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
We read with interest and see with interest some R&B royalty has been in town.
She said, baby, let's go. When I told her, I said,
Usher. Yeah, well, his private jet landed yesterday morning around about 8 o'clock coming in from Adelaide. That's the rumours. So he's here on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, he is. And interesting, I was just churning through Facebook yesterday and on Obras Brothers, world famous seafood restaurant out at the Spit. And here he was having lunch, and one of our good friends, you know the good part about Omeros Brothers, the waiters out there are just superb.
Yeah.
They look after you so well.
Well, that's what makes it so much more of a good experience.
And young bloke has been there for a long time. He's a great waiter. Jason is on the phone right now. So, Jason, were you the only hipster waiter that actually recognised Usher?
Yeah, at first, even I was a bit... Yeah, I didn't even recognise him straight off the bat, but yeah, it took a couple of us a quick second, and yeah, one of those wow moments to figure it out, but yeah.
Yeah, it's always cool. Yeah, it is cool. You know, we knew that he landed here only yesterday, so he picked your restaurant first to go to, obviously, last night, but more importantly, what did he eat? Like, Camille here, who absolutely loves us, she got some questions for you in a sec, but what was his meal of choice?
Look, he was definitely after the bugs. The bugs.
Oh, yeah. Good.
So, yeah. Yeah, first question he asked was, have you got what they like? And I was like, yeah, man, we've got the best bugs.
Oh. And what was he like? What was he like? Was he nice? Was he lovely?
Yeah, he was nice and super chill. Just, yeah, very polite, just required.
Was he by himself sort of or with a couple of others?
Yeah, did he have an entourage? Did he have a bodyguard?
Yeah, he did have a bodyguard. Not a huge entourage, just a few of them. So, yeah, it was nice.
And, sort
of,
and what about the other people that were at the restaurant? Did anyone else recognise him and fangirl and run over?
Yeah, look, a few people, a few diners, like tables around him, sort of didn't really know what was going on. And then you get the few people that had sort of spotted him from a distance and then try and do the whole, can we get a table, please? And then sort of... You kind of catch something pretty quickly with it and not really there to eat.
That would have been me hiding in the bushes, stalking from afar.
Now, Jace, did you use this line when you walked into Omeros? Did you say, hi, can I usher you to your table? thank you. Had to go.
The other one, did he actually give you a tip?
Hey, look, it's a bit tricky, that stuff, because he doesn't actually pay his own bills. So, yeah, it's a bit weird, but... Yeah, no, unfortunately we have to go with no, but hey, just settling for being on his Instagram page is pretty cool for me, so...
Yeah, no, well done, congratulations. We know that, you know, it's a proven product. Omeros is one of the greatest restaurants here on the Gold Coast, so it's great to see all the big dogs go there.
Definitely. So, yeah, maybe it was Coming over, perhaps, since he was there in 2010.
Nearly as big as the big dog that goes there every Sunday. Anyway.
Oh yeah. well, that's confirmed. This Sunday's lunch.
Jason from Omnis Brothers with Usher in town.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
We're asking you to show love for the greatest city in the world, the best of the Gold Coast, on Gold 92.5.
Be watching 7 News Gold Coast every day at 5:30 p.m.
Best pie Monday, Tuesday best surf club went to North Cliff, and today best coffee.
My name's Carol and I'd like to vote for Ronnie's Place at Churn Park.
My name's Luke from Talabudra and I'd like to vote for Skull and Bone at Mermaid Beach.
We'll go to the tally room in just a moment.
Yeah, because the coffee says a lot about the person itself, and I've done a bit of research and what the coffee says about us or the person who's drinking it. So those people who drink a latte, they often say they are try-hard coffee snobs. They order it to fit in. And they're a semi-romantic with themselves. The person who orders the flat white is a straight-up, a brutally honest, and, you know, they'll tell you if your butt looks big. That's that kind of person. The long black is a strong, busy person that just gets stuff done. So Steve, who owns Skip Bins, he'll drink a long black. Like Tom Tate, long black. A cappuccino drinkers, indulgent, very self-indulgent. The piccolo. The people who order a piccolo is just a look at me, look at me. I've got a small cup. I'm happy to drink a piccolo. And you probably order the smashed avocado with it as well. People who order the flavoured coffees like a caramel latte, they pretend they think they're the Gordon Ramsay of the coffee world, but really they know milkshakes better than what they know coffees. What do you drink? You're an almond milk, Camille,
yeah,
the producer?
Yeah, I drink an almond milk coffee.
Yeah, well, almond milk, they say they're weight conscious, more paleo vegans, and that they really should just stick to water instead of any coffee at all, but not in a plastic bottle because you're going to kill turtles and dolphins. What about you, AJ?
I have that Zimmel stuff, which is lactose-free.
Yeah, Zimmel milk, they say they order it under their breath so no one else can hear, but they're very health conscious, but not that strict. They like to play the field a bit. So I don't know what that means. That's what it says.
And what about people who drink Mokona?
Mokona are superstars. People who drink Mokona don't care what coffee really tastes like at all. So that's what they say about people who drink coffee.
How's it all going, Cam?
So we have a new leader on top of the leaderboard at the moment.
Oh.
So originally the two that were fighting it out was Silippo in Southport and Hotshot in Main Beach.
Yep.
But moving up the ranks now is Fresh Fruits.
Fresh Fruits?
Yeah.
Whereabouts are they?
I'm not too sure, actually. Let me have a look. But they are coming in hot. We've had a lot of phone calls and a lot of messages on Facebook and Instagram about them. And pushing along after that is Ronnie's Place at Churn Park.
Yep.
And we've also had quite a few for Hand Coffee, which is just down here in Broadbeach.
Okay, all right. 13:27:10 on the phone to vote for best coffee all day.
Yeah, I've got to thank
go to our Facebook page or Instagram.
Yeah, Dawn and in Narang, she gave us a ring, and La Vintage in Wurrungery is her choice. So plenty of choices coming through.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Yeah, trivia competition where we put forward three incidents from the past. Normally play with Bridgie. Bridgie's Butcher's Hook. She's still crook at the moment. So it's Peter Spider Everett versus the genius in the newsroom.
Yes, it's like The Chaser. The show The Chaser. But yesterday I did myself out of a game of golf, a round of golf with a cart.
Mm.
So instead of double or nothing, I thought, you know what I put on the line?
What?
The first shout from the cart, from the food cart.
Oh, from the food cart.
The first nine, so I could control a couple of beers and maybe a Sanger or a packet of chips.
And we all know that golf cart prices are not inflated at all.
No, and we all know I like beer and Rodney likes the White Knights, the bourbons. So here we go.
All right. This is going to be a very expensive week for you.
It's going to be very expensive.
Well, if I'm going down, I'm going down swinging.
Righto. Okay. Name that year.
Yes, Mom, you're my mother.
I do? Oh, because I was making breakfast.
No, because you were ruining breakfast.
TV show called Webster. When did it premiere?
Oh, goodness.
Webster.
Webster. It started the little Afro-American guy, didn't it? The little...
Oh, things are not looking good, Peter.
I thought it was a little girl, Webster.
Webster. I'll have a crack first. I will say 1979.
No.
Oh. Mm. I was going to say 1991. Spider, 1991.
No. 1983.
Oh, that would mean that I was closest to the pin on that one.
Webster, was it a boy or a girl?
It was a boy.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tasty beverage.
This is not looking, this is not looking good. This is double or nothing.
I might be sick tomorrow too.
This is not looking good.
Not come looking on, good. Come
okay.
on.
Okay, it was a sporting one. You might go better here. Here we go. Name that year.
He's going to the top of the list. Through the Qantas Arch for the last time here at North Wollongong Beach. Gets the sunnies on the head. Kai Hurst, the youngster. The new look. The new face. The man that everyone knows has got a mountain of talent. Wins his first ever race in an Uncle Toby's Super Series. And doesn't he love it?
Kai Hurst's first win in the Uncle Toby's Ironman Series.
Well, he's won a few of them now.
He has.
Oh, Rod's going to know this too. He loves it. I'm going to go... it has to be... He's been on top for about 10 years, hasn't he? I'm just trying to get a little bit of information. Spider, 2005.
No.
Oh, I'm going to go a little bit later, Rod, 2009.
Oh, you've won this one, Peter. 1998.
Oh, that long? Wow.
Oh, he's first. Yeah.
He's back.
Now, Peter, this is not good. This is a music one.
You don't know, though. Sometimes I can hit him.
You know how well Rod knows his music.
Yeah, that's okay.
I don't try and be a mock.
Thanks for that.
Righto, here we go. This is the big one.
Come on.
Double or nothing. Name that year. One of his biggest, Jacko, the late Jacko, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Name that, you know the song at least.
Yeah, yeah, it was off the album Thriller.
Oh, good.
Was it? That's the only album I know.
It wasn't off Thriller. Oh. Rod, 1979.
Yes.
Oh, no way.
What was it on?
It was Off the Wall was the name of the album.
It was on the wall,
I didn't even get a chance to have a guess.
Make sure there's ice in the esky there, Peter.
It wasn't looking good, Peter. It was not looking good.
Oh.
Maybe a six-pack even. Yes. Make a day of it.
Just tomorrow. Remind us in the last 2 days what you've got to compile now.
Tomorrow will be the Uber ride home.
What's Rod won in 2 days?
At the So Far, Rod, you're up a game of golf, which includes the cart hire.
Yes.
And also the first nine buffet from the golf cart that comes around with the White Knights, the Jim Beams, a packet of chips and a sandwich.
So, Rod, what he hasn't told you is he's going to go over there to Carrara, move the cows where the old course used to be.
Oh, yeah, the old par three course.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Superstar, superhuman.
Okay, can't wait to hear about the new team.
Our new national team could be here on the Gold Coast, but very quickly, first up, Rodney, the golf. The Australian Open's about to kick off tomorrow. Adam Scott, do you know why?
Adam Scott and Jason Day and Mark Leishman all giving the Australian Open a miss.
Yeah.
I think family commitments has been mentioned for Adam and Jason.
Well, no. The Adam Scott rumour is that he played in the Australian Open for 15 years for free as a loyalty thing to Australian golf.
Right.
And then Jason Day played a couple of years ago, or last year, and they gave him a seven-figure, an appearance fee. Now, Adam Scott got wind of that. He'd been playing for free.
So then Adam Scott said, well, if you want, if you don't want to pay me, but you want to pay him, bad luck. I'm not coming again.
No.
So there contro. You go. Yeah, contro. A bit of contro. The seven, is that just a normal fee, seven figures for a golfing tournament?
Normally we're looking around a seven-figure as a minimum. It's to attract the main international players.
Gee, that's a big figure. So there you go. That's why Adam Scott's not down under playing in the Australian Open at the moment. And also, look, I don't know what all the speculation's about Cameron Bancroft, Steve Smith, and also Dave Warner. They can't come back. If they've cheated, they cannot come back. I don't know why there's a lot of speculation. Ian Healy spoke about it yesterday. It continues to go through the press. They are having a meeting at Cricket Australia to see if they want to bring the penalties back.
Peter,
they,
there's an old saying.
I want to hear it.
You do the crime, you do the time.
Exactly right. You look, it's starting to be like, it's starting to be like fine cotton. Yeah. No, it's, you know, I mean, you think about, the Spain Paralympian basketball team back in 2000, they were stripped of gold as well. It's cheating. It doesn't matter. Lance Armstrong, all of those, Marion Jones, all of them are cheated. You do the time. So I wouldn't follow cricket, and I refuse to follow cricket if those three come back. And the only other thing is, I'll refuse to follow any form of cricket if those three don't see out their time.
Good on you.
Until the Gold Coast get their own 2020 team.
Oh.
The speculation at the moment is the fact that we've got the T20 this weekend, Australia versus South Africa. We know the Big Bash pulls big numbers. There's a lot of crowd that goes up from Gold Coast to watch the Brisbane play, Brisbane Heat. So they're sitting there now going, okay, well, this could actually be good for the Gold Coast. T20, wow. No other state, no other form of the game. Just a Big Bash team here on the Gold Coast, which is all lights, which is all atmosphere, which absolutely suits the Gold Coast. So get out there, support it over the summer, and you could see your own team over the next year or two.
Well, we've got a game on the weekend. Should we give away some tickets?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. 5 o'clock, I think, it's kickoff there at Metricon Stadium, Australia versus South Africa.
Yeah, don't miss the Gillette T20 International Saturday at Metricon. This Saturday, get your tickets at Ticket Tech.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.